Carter and Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the Scholarship GPS podcast. I'm always so thrilled to have my students and their families come on the show. So many are a little bit hesitant to do so. So very much appreciated. Thank you for doing this.
Thank
Thank you
you
for
for
having
having
us.
us.
Good. Well, I've got a list of questions, and then I went out to Facebook and asked them to give me some questions to ask. So, Tiffany, let me start with you. Before we even get there, let me allow you to both introduce yourself. Tiffany, you start, and then Carter.
Okay, my name is Tiffany, and I've been a homeschool mom since the very beginning. We've raised three daughters. Each took a different path. One did end up going to high school traditionally and graduating. The other one graduated independently from homeschooling, and then Carter eventually, she started off homeschooling, still graduated being homeschooled, but went into a program called Veritas Scholars Academy.
Carter.
Yeah, so my name is Carter. I'm a high school senior. I'm really passionate about nursing. I've known that I wanted to be a nurse since I was about 8 years old. So ever since then, I've just been doing things that will get me accustomed to the hospital environment. I love volunteering at the hospital, and yeah.
Awesome. Good. Well, Tiffany, let me start with you. What was it that prompted you to start Carter on the scholarship process?
Well, the two older girls each took a different path. So one did start off with junior college.
Okay.
And in California, it is, if you go straight out of high school, junior college is covered. Although she did a mission field first, she went and did YWAM and then went to junior college. So we did have to pay for those classes. But then the second daughter went to private university, Christian University, and just the student loans, and unfortunately she had a different path, so we didn't have it all saved. Living in California is expensive, as it is. So then once Carter started high school, I knew that there was potential there for scholarships, and of course the third child maybe benefited from what I learned with the other two. So we were very focused from the beginning. At when she started high school, I said, okay, let's make this happen.
That's great. I hear that quite a bit. In fact, a lot of the families I work with, it's not usually their first, or maybe not always the first. That first one was, unfortunately for the older kid, a bit of a learning experience. And yeah, they find out how difficult student loan debt can be. So that's not uncommon. Carter, how about you? What was your motivation to apply for scholarships?
Yeah, well, I also have seen just with my sisters how daunting student loan debt can be. And so my mom kind of brought this vision to me about student loan, or sorry, scholarships. And I just got on board. And for the past 4 years, we've kind of just been working as a team, her and I, just to make this vision that we had for a scholarship come to life. So.
That's awesome. So you said that you kind of had this vision starting in high school in ninth grade. Do you recall when you applied for your first scholarship?
It was not until last summer, so the summer before my senior year.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, Tiffany, back to you. One of the things that I often tell people is that in my experience, the students who tend to have the most scholarship success are also the ones where the parents are involved in the process. Usually the ones who are reaching out to me on a regular basis. That certainly translated with you as well. Can you just talk about like what your role in the scholarship process was as mom, as the parent?
I think at the beginning, of course, we didn't know about you. I wish we would have known about Dave, freshman year earlier. It's never too early to start. But as freshman year, it was the classes, sophomore year, the classes, and kind of encouraging her to find where she wanted to volunteer. Kind of, you talk about pillars in your boot camp, kind of hitting all those pillars. We didn't know we were hitting them before. But then supporting her, especially the senior year, I would often ask her, how can I support you? Can I would do laundry for her, laundry for her. And sometimes I would bribe her and say, okay, let's get this done. And there were different, some months were harder than others. So it was
Sure.
just, how can I support you? And even her junior year, I would start flagging scholarships
Okay.
that I thought had potential, were her, were in her interest. So I would start, screenshotting them, and I started a folder and printed them out. And then even the end of her junior year, I said, okay, you need to get your letters of recommendation. I had her be on time with on top of that, because a teacher doesn't want, 2 days' notice to get a
Yeah.
letter of recommendation. Had her get probably quite a few different letters of recommendations, because I knew, different scholarships would require different letters. So just supporting her, and sometimes it got stressful between us, and I would just have to encourage her and say, trust the process. Just trust the process. I knew it could happen. I knew it could happen, and we just believed. Although we were prepared, if it doesn't happen, then we were going to talk about junior college or what that would look like. But I just said, if we try our hardest, or you try your hardest, and and even there was a time where, when the local scholarships came out, I went through 200 local scholarships to, she was, I said, you study, I'll go through these scholarships and pick the ones that are a fit for you. So I did that. Oh, and then even as far as the writing prompts, her and I would share. I had access to the Google Docs, so I would make a list, and I would enter the writing prompt, how much the value of the scholarship, when it was due, and of course I would put a due date like a week before.
I like
So yeah,
that.
I think it was helpful for her to have the writing prompt just to where she could go on and tackle that.
That's fantastic. And for somebody who maybe we could say winged it, or you didn't have somebody you were working with, you really set things up beautifully to hit the ground running at the start of senior year. Getting those letters of recommendation prior to senior year, that's something I definitely recommend. The encouragement through it, and we'll talk a little bit about, you didn't win every scholarship that you applied for, Carter, so there we'll talk about that as well. But and I love that you kind of set up the Google Doc for Carter to, not have to do that little bit of legwork, and could just dive in and start writing her essays, knowing what the prompt is, the word count. Super, super efficient use of both of, your time and resources. So love that, Tiffany. Carter, how about for you? Like, what was it like having your mom support you in that way?
Yeah, it was a huge support. I do not think that I could have done this without my mother's help. I would say that my role in this whole scholarship process was to just do the work, which is easier said than done because it's still a lot of work. But we just partnered up. So, she was doing what she was doing with my Google Docs and finding scholarships while I was working on getting good grades and working on volunteering. And then she would tell me, hey, this scholarship fits, what you are qualified for. And I'd log on and I would write the essay, which is not easy, but it was easier with the help of my mother. So the support meant a lot, because she definitely took off just a bit of the load that I had, and it was really helpful. And then even just her support and showing up for ways like helping me with my laundry or bringing me food, stuff like that, it just was really, really helpful. And I definitely don't think I could have gotten the scholarship without her.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. So there's kind of tactical, practical help that mom provided, but also kind of the emotional and the mental support as well. So yeah, that's great. Well, kind of along those same lines, like I just said, you didn't win every scholarship you applied for, and there were certainly some heartache along the way. How did you keep yourself motivated, Carter?
Oh, that is hard, because there were definitely some big no's that were really disheartening and frustrating, but I think I just kept myself motivated by reminding myself that, what was meant to be will be. And I didn't do all this hard work for nothing. And so I just kept motivating myself by reminding myself that something would come eventually. And again, just the support of my mom, she was also there to pick me up when I was feeling, disheartened. I don't know the word I'm looking for. When I was feeling tired and I wanted to give up, she was there to encourage me. We're almost there. We're almost there. So I'd say that that's how I kept myself motivated.
Tiffany, how about for you? 'Cause even though you're not the student getting that rejection email, you feel it just as acutely. How did you stay motivated?
I think just it's just my personality to go after something and just go all in. So I think, like I mentioned earlier, the motivation was, okay, we're going to try as hard as we can and do as much as we can so we know that we put our best foot forward. And and the motivation too, a win for her is a win for us. It's a win for the whole family, even the girls who have some student loan debt, because there's more potential that we could help them down the road. It's just a win for everybody. So her sisters were super supportive because I knew that was a tough hit for them too, to see this big win for her, but they were very supportive. So we just kept each other motivated and kept doing it. So
That is also a very common theme that I see because I tell students and parents that like winning 20% of the scholarships a student applies for is that's like an all-star. That is a really high win rate. So the scholarship game is much more like baseball than it is basketball. If you only make 20% of your shots in basketball, you're not even going to be on the JV team. But if you hit 200 or above, you can be a major league player. So, all you're going to lose more than you win. And so, keep, find to, kind of miserate in the loss for a period of time. That's normal. But then, you got to motivate yourself and get back on the horse and, start writing that next essay. So that's great. And obviously, that it paid off for you. But I really love that attitude of, even if you didn't, and we actually haven't even mentioned what the outcome was, or at least that what we know today, because there's still scholarships pending that we don't know the results of. But and we'll talk about that towards the end. But I love that you had that attitude of at least we're doing everything we know to do, and we're giving it our best shot, and we're not going to give up. So that's a great attitude, and I've seen that play out with a lot of the families I work with as well, that the ones who have that attitude of we're at least going to give it our best shot, we're going to follow the process, follow the plan, and if it doesn't work out, we know we did our best. So that's awesome. Carter, you mentioned that you knew from a pretty young age that you wanted to go into nursing, and that's one of the other things I tell families I work with is that having a strong personal narrative, usually with the student having a clear understanding of what they want to major in and their potential career path. I say theoretically it's possible for students to have good scholarship success without that, but I've never personally seen it. So you knowing that you wanted to go into nursing, not that somebody has to go into nursing to win scholarships, but knowing what your personal narrative was, how important do you feel that was for your scholarship success?
I definitely think it was super important because, I mean, just with every single essay I wrote, I was able to, and I'm sure you can attest to this because you've read it a million times, but I just would start every essay with talking about how I came to know that I wanted to be a nurse. And then it was helpful because I was able to connect it to these are the steps I've taken to get myself closer to that goal. And here's how you can support me financially to eventually reach that goal, So it was super important to have that knowing of what I want to do as a part of my personal narrative.
Tiffany, how about for you? Do you feel like that personal narrative is kind of what clinched the success for Carter?
Definitely, because if you don't know what your target is, then you're kind of just definitely. I think she would have a harder time writing essays if she didn't. If that wasn't our main goal. So I think it's really important to narrow down if possible. And I know you've given resources of people that can help you find your interest, fine tune that.
And well, a couple things there. So, Carter, first of all, I love that you mentioned that you were telling stories in your essay. That's one area where I see a lot of students struggle. Sometimes even students who might have a great personal narrative, but they think that the essay is more just like a long form resume. And it's really those stories that bring that quote resume to life, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And then, Tiffany, you had that insight from an early, early in the process at starting her freshman year that she knew what the end goal was, becoming a nurse, and you needed to work with her to build that personal narrative through things like community service and, taking classes that relate to becoming a nurse and kind of these extra activities outside the classroom that really build the personal narrative. Good. Well, Tiffany, can you talk a little bit about like what it was like working with me and maybe how you found me and what made you decide to start working with me?
Well, I didn't know that you even exist, something like you existed. So, like, you were just the missing piece that we didn't know that we needed, or that we didn't know and we knew we needed it. We needed extra support. We just didn't know how, or where. And then, like I said early on, because we were planning for scholarships, I'd look for podcasts, anything. And then through Veritas, they have a podcast. And so it caught my attention. I'll always kind of look at what they're talking about. And they had you on as a guest speaker. And also we sh a couple essays. So, there's some important scholarships that juniors can apply for that I know you've talked about before. So Carter, I so wish that we had had that support earlier on, because I can't think of the first one, a couple of scholarships. But so she did those on her own, but then would submit the letter to a teacher, or the her essay to a teacher to look at. But and they're so busy. You just were able to provide the support that she needed, and we're so grateful for the teacher that did help her and look at her essay. But the support you gave was different. So, and even your podcast, you put out. We did the boot camp. We missed it last summer, which that would have been amazing to do. I think she would have had so much more fun doing it in person. Or you send your video and they watch it, and then I think you would join for a live and answer together. That would have been more fun. Absolutely doable. I think your video was 10 minutes, but we would watch them together.
Carter, how about for you? Like what was your perspective of working with me?
Yeah, I was super happy when my mom kind of presented me with this opportunity, because I'm good at writing essays, but I struggle with editing them. I just am like, I feel like it's done and then I submit it, which maybe I should work on that. But anywho, so you were just super helpful because you helped me fine-tune my essays and say, this is not as strong, maybe you could add this here. And so that was super helpful, just to be able to do the work and then get a response like in the next, super quickly. You always respond really fast. And just be able to have that support of how to edit it and make the papers the best they could be. And then also just to help with finding scholarships. And
Awesome.
And
Cool.
if I could add to it, I was just able to reach out to you and email you. I could hop on a Zoom with you if I had a question about a scholarship that Carter was applying to. Just you're super responsive right away. It was so helpful. And even at the beginning, because you send out a list of scholarships, and it took me a little bit of time to understand how it all worked, and you were happy to get on a Zoom and explain it to me. And it was amazing. You were just the missing piece of support that we needed, and it just helped. We couldn't have done it without, as much as Carter said she couldn't have done it without me, it was like a team. We couldn't have done it without you either. So it was all a big help.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I look at it the same way. It's very much a team effort. One of the maybe downsides or things I struggle with is every once in a while I'll have a parent sign up and they think that I'm a substitute for the role of the parent, and that's not the case. I'm here to be part of the team. I'm here to, I don't even want to necessarily say lead the team, but I have been there before and I've walked this path with my son and many other families, so I have some experience to draw on, but I don't know everything about the student. The parent certainly knows far more than I do. So sometimes, I might reach out to the parent and say, the student has written a decent essay, but are there any stories that we could tap into here? And so, that kind of three-way relationship between the student, the parent, and myself to work as a team, it really is the most effective way that I have found working with families. So I appreciate the kind words that you have. So I am, we are going to, I have some other questions for you, but, some of these were reader submitted because I went on Facebook and said that, I was going to be interviewing this student and her mom. So we'll get to those in a minute. And then I also have a few, kind of niche questions that for specific audiences that I want to ask. But before we get into those, why don't, I meant to do this in the beginning, but why don't we reveal, like, why am I talking to you, and why was I so excited to have you on the show? And that is, like, what was the result, or at least what are the results we know right now, Carter, in terms of your scholarship success?
All right. Well, what we know now is I received a full tuition presidential scholarship to one of my top choice colleges, and so we'll be graduating debt free, which is such a huge relief. And we're still waiting on a bunch of other scholarships that I applied to. I have a binder full of like 35 scholarships, local scholarships. So we're still waiting on those, but we got the big one, so we're good.
Well, that is so awesome. And I told your story a little bit in an email I sent out pretty close to when you told me, because for whatever reason, I'm on the East Coast, you're on the West Coast, so you're 3 hours behind me. And whatever reason, I wasn't sleeping well, and I woke up kind of like 2:30 a.m. And even though I know better that it's not a great way for me to get back to sleep, I picked up my phone, checked my email, and there was an email from you. And I knew that you were interviewing for this scholarship today. So I said, I've got to see what Carter has to say. And oh, I don't think I got back to sleep because I was so thrilled that you earned that full tuition scholarship. And I know the hard work and the, all of the, not just working with me and not just that one scholarship, but all the stuff that came before, the 4 years of preparing for it by the volunteering experiences and things like that. So I was just so thrilled for you. So congrats, and hopefully we're not done. Like you said, we as of this recording, there's lots of outside scholarships that are still hanging out there that we don't know the results. So we're hopeful for those.
For sure.
Well, this one comes from somebody on Facebook, and it says, "We were homeschoolers until last year. Many scholarships don't specify whether it's open to homeschoolers. How did you find the ones that you were able to apply to?" And kind of answer that, but was there anything, well, I guess you might not know this because you're the one, I see different aspects, but do you have any maybe tips or tricks for whether it's homeschoolers or traditional, public or private school students on finding scholarships? Because Tiffany, you found a lot of local scholarships.
Right. I think the local ones are the only ones that you have to look, they are more specific on what school and reach out. Carter reached out to a bunch of them. She had her email that she made up and explained, and then they would go in and ch actually change it to where she could apply.
Okay. That's
So
awesome.
it doesn't hurt to reach out if you have a question and just ask,
And
hey, can I apply?
did you find that most, even if the ones that said no, they were at least responsive to you, answering the question?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
There were a
for the
couple,
most part. But
there were a couple she reached out directly to that didn't respond. So then Carter went reached out to the person who oversees all the local scholarships, and then they directly reached out.
okay, that's
Most people responded.
yeah, that's good to know. By the way, this person says congratulations,
Thank
because I
you.
mentioned that you had won a full tuition scholarship. Related to that, another person asks, and they're asking about the full tuition scholarship here. How did you hear about it? And what did the interview process look like? Any helpful ideas for future applicants?
Yeah, so basically, pretty much all schools have a full tuition presidential scholarship, or maybe it's just private schools, I'm not sure, but at least the private schools I applied to had presidential full tuition scholarships. And because of my GPA and the volunteer work I had done, they, reached out and said, "Hey, you're eligible for this scholarship. You should apply." And so I applied to a couple different ones, but this specific one I got, I had applied to, and I heard back, and they only selected seven people to interview. And the interview process was not, it was not horrible, but it was just a little nerve-wracking. I did a lot of preparation work, just nailing down, I would say, nail down what you want to tell them. And it's hard because you have to find a good balance between knowing what you want to tell them, but not being too practiced or rehearsed, was what I found difficult. I didn't want to be too rehearsed. So I just had a list in my mind, and I even wrote it down, and I was going over it in the car before, of just, I think it was maybe seven things that I knew I wanted to say. So volunteering at the hospital, different shadowing I had done at hospitals, volunteering I had done, classes I had taken. I knew that I wanted to talk about those things, so I went in like prepared to find any way possible to tell them those things. And in the interview process, what I found really helpful was I don't know, I just tried to be calm, and I didn't want them to be able to tell that I was nervous. But also another helpful tip is I took in, we had these really nice navy blue professional looking folders, and we brought in, or I brought in my transcript, letters of recommendation, and something else. Am I missing
Your
something? Maybe that
essay.
my essay, the essay I had originally submitted. I brought that in, and I think that just showed an extra, step of effort to, bring something for them to be able to look over. And yeah, that was pretty much it. I don't know. Let me know if you think I missed something or.
Well, the one follow-up question I was going to ask is, we did some interview prep. We did several sessions. Was that helpful? Do you feel like that made a difference?
Yeah, that was super helpful because you would ask questions that I hadn't prepared for. And so it helped me practice answering questions that I didn't have already a rehearsed answer for, and finding a way of talking about all the things I wanted to talk about in, questions that I didn't specifically prepare for, if that makes sense. Because in the interview, it wasn't like they asked word for word the questions that I had prepared that I had found online, most 10 most common scholarship interview questions. They didn't ask that. They asked some form of it. They asked, but it was just about, practicing how to answer questions in, or how to answer different questions with what you want to say. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. You had a basically like a mental list of things you wanted them to know, and as appropriate to whatever question they asked, you would work those things in. Is that fair to say? So somebody else asked, and Carter, if you were not comfortable sharing this, you were perfectly fine to decline, but they did ask, were test scores involved and GPA, in terms of like not only winning, but I guess being eligible for the scholarship.
Do you mean SAT test scores?
Yeah, SAT or ACT.
Okay. Yeah. So actually, test scores were not involved at all. I did take the SAT, but I just didn't really apply myself to studying as much as I could have or should have. So I didn't get the score I would have wanted. So I didn't tell them an SAT score, and it still came out good. But I definitely think a high GPA was involved, super important, because they were able to see that I was able to maintain a high GPA while also volunteering and, helping in my community.
And I'll just add a little bit of editorial here. So The test score thing in this particular case was not a factor, especially for parents and students who are a little bit younger. Please don't bank on that. Test scores can open up a lot of scholarship doors that otherwise would be closed. So, yes, there are still options if you don't have the scores you want, but you have more options the better your test score. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But yes, there's paths for every student, but the higher the
I
GPA,
wouldn't.
the higher your test scores, the more you volunteer, all of these things give you more opportunity.
And if I could add to that, Dave, if I had a child going into high school now, fresh, we would be start studying for the SATs. I think it's becoming, we went through that COVID period. It's turning. So I knew it like shit, things have shifted in the last year or two. So we weren't really, she just kind of took the SAT on a whim because we started to see that shift. Well, we had already lost 3 years of studying for that. And so it was nerve-wracking because I thought it could come down to two great candidates, and then looking at it could the SAT score could have been a deciding factor between her and somebody else. So and I also wanted to add too, early on we knew where she was looking at. We had it college narrowed down pretty much. So I even sophomore year, junior years, freshman, sophomore, and junior year, I would print out the prompts for the, I was kind of watching those prompts to see if they were for the presidential scholarship, to see if they would change them each year. And the end of our junior year, last I was gonna, that summer we would have, she kind of started, I said, okay, start thinking about this. This is highly likely going to be the prompt because they've stuck with it. Start thinking and in your mind and maybe, brainstorming. But definitely I would do the SATs if I could. It does open up doors. So I would not recommend doing what I did.
But I appreciate that, and I think you're right. And yes, definitely. In fact, I just did a webinar with an SAT prep expert fairly recently, and he actually pulled some data of specific schools who were, kind of COVID, post-COVID era, test optional or test free that have moved to test required, and many of those were starting for class of 2027 and beyond. So you're definitely right about that. Well, I think we kind of answered this, but I'll just to make sure that this person's question gets answered. Is the scholarship through this a specific college or open to students applying to the college of their choice? And it's for the college that you are going to be attending. So it was college specific.
Yes.